Look, for the benefit of listeners on 4BC, I need to explain something. I heard an ad running on Alan's program this morning on 2GB in Sydney that had me intrigued. For those of you in other parts of Australia who would not have heard it, it was an ad from a New South Wales government agency that previously was called the Workers' Compensation Dust Diseases Board. The agency has undergone a name change. It's now called the Dust Diseases Authority. Apparently, once it became the Dust Diseases Authority as opposed to the Workers' Compensation Dust Disease Board, there's been concern that the entire workers' compensation scheme for people with dust disease was being abolished. Now, given that Bernie Banton suffered with mesothelioma and that I supported him, I was concerned that I should investigate this a bit more about it being abolished. Now, apparently there have been inaccurate reports. The agency wants to correct all of that, and they've taken an advertising campaign, which is separate to what I'm doing here. People suffering from these diseases don't need the stress of thinking their workers' comp is being cut, particularly those suffering with dust diseases like mesothelioma. I wanted to speak to the agency about the reports because I haven't read these reports. Anita Anderson's the General Manager of the Workers' Compensation Diseases Board, and Anita's on the line. G'day, Anita.
Good morning, Ray.
Now, take me through any differences between the Workers' Compensation Dust Disease Board and the newly named Dust Disease Authority.
Okay, Ray, well, firstly, I have to correct you. It's a proposal. We haven't changed our name yet. What's happening is there are some proposals before the Parliament at the moment to change the name of the agency from the Dust Diseases Board to the Dust Diseases Authority and to change the arrangements for the governance for the managing board of the agency.
Well, let's cut to the chase then. If it goes through Parliament, what difference does it make to some poor blighter suffering with the dust disease?
Okay, Ray, we want our workers and their dependents to know there's absolutely no change.
None.
None whatsoever. They will continue to receive their compensation payments in the same way they do today.
Right.
They'll continue to receive all the services that we provide today. We've received a number of calls from people who receive compensation and services from us over the last week or so, and they're quite confused and distressed.
As they would be.
Yeah.
Can I ask you why the change is necessary from, if it's comfortably enough known as the Workers' Compensation Dust Disease Board, and now it's being changed in the future via Parliament to the Dust Disease Authority, why the change if it's making people panic or feel uncomfortable? Why are we doing it?
Look, it's part of a broader insurance package that is going through the Parliament at the moment. I suppose, you know, in some respects, having the governing board and the agency named the same causes some confusion.
Right.
And it will clarify that. What we want people to understand, the agency is totally unchanged. It's just a name change.
So the structure of it, how people come to be investigated, deal with you and receive compensation on the basis that they do have a dust-borne disease, will not change in any way, shape or form.
Totally correct.
Well, you'll have to forgive me. I've been told that there were some reports. Why would people put reports out? Certainly not done deliberately. Someone made a blue, have they? Someone made a mistake or something?
Look, I think it's quite confusing, and I think anyone who has anything to do with our compensation scheme is passionate about ensuring that these people get the compensation entitlements they're entitled to.
Sure. And that won't change? None of that will change?
None of that will change at all. I've even had calls from people who are in the process of applying or thinking about applying, saying, well, should I bother? And we want those people to say, yes, please make your application. Nothing changes.
All right. Well, I hope that that's alleviated any concern from people that are in enough trouble suffering with these sort of diseases or seeking compensation because they suffer with them into the future. Because apart from the name, Anita, nothing will change.
Yes.
Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you, Ray.
Anita Anderson, the General Manager of the Workers' Compensation Dust Diseases Board, which will shortly apparently become the Dust Disease Authority. But I was concerned when I heard it, and I wondered why they were taking ads, and I wanted to clarify it, that there'll be no change to your compensation entitlement or payments, and the Dust Diseases Compensation Fund will continue to exist as it has previously. No one will be affected in any way, shape or form, and you've got it there from the General Manager of the now Workers' Compensation Dust Diseases Board. Total, those people who have enough trouble, enough worries, fear not, nothing will change.